Radio McGill, 90.3 FM. A fresh breath of alternate air.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program on this Monday evening. Hi, I'm your host, Doug Ford, and I am the lone pint man in the pub for this evening, so it's just me and me alone who'll be serving up your songs. We've got a lot of good music for you for tonight. I'm really excited by some of this stuff that we're going to be playing for you. We've got some new selections and some new releases. In fact, let's kick things off right away with this brand new track from this band from France. They're known as Trunks, right here on the Drastic Plastic Program.
We have been given the scientific knowledge, the technical ability, and the materials to pursue the exploration of the universe. To ignore these great resources would be a corruption of a God-given ability. We'll be right back.
Voodoo Feline came down in the form of asteroid. When she's finished with you, she will devour your soul, and you will wake up in purgatory, suffering from non-stop suffocation, snakes and ladders. You will be an existential vocation. You are a victim of vicious, pernicious, superstitious Voodoo Feline of Lark's violation. Voodoo Feline cried emotion for her. In a catatonic, is the parent. Catatonic, sugary.
Away.
welcome back. Let's just recap what we've just been listening to in that last set. That was something that, I guess, for a band that's been around for, I guess, maybe even 30 years, that has dabbled in all kinds of different styles and genres of music, which is pretty much what you would expect from Anton Newcombe and the Brian Jonestown Massacre. We took something from their album released, well, pretty much about this time last year in 2023, the album The Future Is Your Past. And from that album, we heard the song Your Mind Is My Cafe. Prior to that, we listened to a band called the Knack Hut Report, and they come from Krakow, Poland. They released an album just of last year called Absent, and from that album, we heard the song Radio Tashkent 1947. Preceding that, it was a band called Fuzzbox, featuring the likes of Maggie Doon and a Sugary Staple, and from a single that they released last year, a song called Voodoo Feline 239. And we began things off at the top of the set with a band called Trunks. They come from France, and they released a single just a couple weeks ago. We heard their song Meanwhile in South Carolina. You can check that out on their Bandcamp page. More music for you. Stick around. This is the Drastic Plastic Program right here on CKUT.
Dolly's got a pain that hurts her little back. Could be something that she ate or just a mild heart attack. Better safe than sorry, just open up her chest. Make sure she won't go into a cardiac arrest. Kitco's got a toy that'll make her heart start beating. It's got little plastic paddles and band-aids to stop her bleeding. The paddles on her chest, count to three and zap away.
Clear!
And watch your Kitco defibrillator bring her back to life today.
The Kitco defibrillator, because cardiopulmonary resuscitation can be fun.
Radio, better than the internet, no reading required.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
And up next, let's play something from an album that got certainly a lot of airplay on Drastic Plastic, a favorite of both Armitage and myself. They're a band from Manchester. The band is called House of All, and from their self-titled record, let's hear the track called Magic Sound on the Drastic Plastic program.
Magic!
Satisfying feeling to withdraw, and I finally found Dragon.
Okay, and so welcome back. Let's review the scorecard and catch up on what we just played. That last track, well, it's actually coming from an artist called Michael Hurley, a singer-songwriter, perhaps maybe best known in the Greenwich Village folk scene in New York. We sampled that from an album that he had released back in 1995. It was an album called Wolf Ways. Now, why am I playing that? Well, basically, the song that we heard, a song called I Paint a Design, came up in a playlist that I was listening to this past week, and it became a bit of a wormhole. It stuck with me for a couple of days. And, I guess I wouldn't be a really good friend if I wasn't going to share with you a nice musical wormhole. But do check him out, Michael Hurley, and a song called I Paint a Design. Before that, we heard something brand new from Deerhoof, and I'm really enjoying what I'm listening to so far from a new recording from them. This is a single that was released a week or two ago. It's a Deerhoof and a song called Almuatin. And before that, we heard from a band called Life Without Buildings. This was a band from Glasgow, Scotland, if I'm not mistaken, and an album that they had released, a really great album from them, back in 2000 or 2001. The album is called Any Other City. It has a really, really great vibe to it. The song we heard was a song called Newtown. And maybe there's something about that song that kind of had a bit of a reminiscent sound to me, sounding a bit like Montreal's Ott. Nonetheless, you can certainly check out Life Without Buildings on your favorite streaming platform. And we began things off at the top of the set with a band, House of All, from their self-titled, I believe, debut album. And a lot has been said about this band and this album being recorded by former members of The Fall. And it does seem to center around the efforts of original guitar player from The Fall, Martin Brahma, who put forth this collaboration. And from this record, we heard the song Magic Sound. More music for you. Do stick around. You are listening to CKUT, and this is the Drastic Plastic Program.
Hi, I'm Donnie Dunghill, and this is my son, Donnie.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, anyways, we're the owners of the Dunghill Burial Emporium and Sons. Unfortunately, we have lost our lease, and now we must have special clearance sale, because they are kicking our ass out. Oh, well, easy come, easy go. But here's the good news. Go ahead, Donnie. Why don't you tell them our coffins have been chosen by more families than the other guys? Tell them that the name Dunghill has been synonymous with quality since 1940 and 2.
You said it, Bob.
Yeah, and one other thing. With our clearance sale, everything must go. That means we're selling our finest mahogany caskets and concrete burial receptacles
for
dirt cheap. Isn't that right, Donnie? So anyways, if you need to bury a loved one, please do it before the end of the month with Dunghill Burial Emporium and Sons.
We bury the competition.
Yeah, you got it right, Donnie.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
This is CKUT FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blowing.
Okay, and so this set is largely inspired by a cardboard box that was delivered to me from my local postman. And inside that cardboard box was a brand new album delivered to me from Rhino Records, who currently have a series called High Fidelity going on right now. And they are basically looking at a number of different iconic albums and remastering them from their original analog tapes and repressing them in 180-gram vinyl and repackaging them in a beautiful gatefold form. And inside my box was a new pressing, a new album of Marque Moon from Television. Now, if you're familiar with that album, as I'm sure so many of you are, in fact, I have an original copy to compare it to. I've always found that the original sounded a bit thin, but nonetheless, it was the only album that was available. In listening to and checking out some of the interviews from the mastering engineer, Kevin Gray, at Coherent Studio, he said all he did was take a look at the analog tapes and he boosted up the mid-range and the bass and trimmed down some of those thin highs. And what we're left with is a fantastic rendition of Marque Moon. Originally recorded in 1977, this is Television and Prove It on the Drastic Plastic Program.
Ducks. soon. Confidential. Case is closed.
All I want is a girl that I nothing at all. Well, listen. Well, I don't want just a cocaine sniffing triumph in the bar, and I don't want a triumph in the car, and I don't want to make a rich girl crawl. All I want is a girl that I care about, or I want nothing at all. Gentlemen. I'm walking with my girlfriend. 28 has got its souls combined. Say, we're moving in. There's a certain kind of girl that you care about so much that you say, I don't care what you guys do to me, but her, don't touch.
I surf whatever's left in the river, back up to my cotton farm. Witches come me down river from, witches come me down river from. I put that dye right into the river. I financially designed it so I would get really rich, get a really rich, get really rich, I'll get a really rich, get really rich off my little farmer, get really rich off my own neighbor. I can no longer live there. They put my I remove the gauge from the water gauge, and I sell it to my mate. I sell it to my mate. My mate's on the board. My mate's on the My mate's on the board, my mate's on the board. So I got myself on the board. I surf whatever's left in the river, back up to my cotton farm. Wishes came me down river from, said what a gauge, said what a gauge. I put that dye right into the river. I fiscally designed it so I get rich. I fiscally designed it so I get rich. I fiscally designed it so I get rich. National Bill, National Bill, National Bill, National Bill, National Bill.
Okay, very quickly, let's just recap what we just heard in that last set. That last track was from Ty Segall. He has a brand new album out, yet another album. It is his 15th studio record. And from Ty Segall, this album, which officially just released a week ago, is called Three Bells. The song we heard was a song called My Best Friend. Now, if you're a fan of Ty Segall, like myself, you'll probably want to check him out. He will be in Montreal on May 2nd at Club Soda. Before that, we sampled something from a band from Melbourne, Australia. I really love this album. I've been listening to it and trying to fit some music from their album into our playlists. This was recorded and released about the tail end of last summer from a band called The Toads. And they play a nice kind of lo-fi garage pop. Their album is called In the Wilderness. And from that album, we heard the song Nationalsville. Prior to that, we backpedaled back to 1975 or 1976 with the debut album from Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, and we sampled the track Someone I Care About, and we began things off with Television, the Marque Moon album. It has been remastered and repressed and available to fans of that album through Rhino Records, and from Television, we heard the song Prove It. All right then, so that just about does it for me for tonight. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you ever so much for taking the time to tune in. In programming notes, don't forget, next week it'll be a visit from our man from Manchester, Armitage Shanks. We'll be behind the microphone here on Drastic Plastic and following us on the program. Of course, do stick around. It is Dead End Doug and the Captain Graham for the 27th Hour of Horror, all of it on CKUT. We'll see you again next time.
You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM. Where all Filipinos are Filipino enough.
Hello, Kapwa, and welcome back to Tita Talks, the podcast to inspire thoughtful action, live on Radio Kapwa. Recording today from Tulum, Mexico, which is where I'll be for the next little bit here. And on today's episode, we are kind of continuing the laid-off chronicles. We started talking about it in the episode before this, about untethering my identity from my career, and how that kind of lays the groundwork for what we're getting into today. So through this time, you know, it's end of January. I think we're all in kind of this slower moving season, which I love. And if I could name the season that I'm currently in and this season of unemployment and being laid off, I would certainly call it a soft and unhurried season. So in today's episode, we are going to kind of build off the last episode on kind of unemployment and being laid off.